We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball. Coon Rapids Bear trying to get to the state tournament for the first time in a long time as they battle Boyden Hall on Saturday night. Seth Streben, head coach for the Crusaders, joins me now. And coach, a great win over Audubon. Now a tough test with the Comets, a traditional powerhouse. How do you feel about your team coming into the sub-state final?
Oh, I feel pretty good. I feel like we played pretty good defense the other night. I mean, there were some things that we could do a little better on. We had some silly turnovers, and we didn't rebound the greatest on the defensive end at times. But overall, I mean, going into a district final game against a good team and coming away with a 20-plus point win feels pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. It seemed like the defense was solid, just contesting shots, getting pieces of shots, whether they were blocks or not, or altering shots. You know, what can you say just about the defensive effort your team has shown, not only against Audubon, but throughout the playoffs?
I feel like we played pretty good defense all year, but I feel like specifically the last 5 to 6 games, we've played some pretty darn good defense. So I feel like our defense is starting to peak at the right time of year. So every shot that Audubon made for the most part was a tough shot, and we contested, we made it hard on them. So that's all you can ask, right? If sometimes the teams are making shots, you just got to keep it going and keep playing good defense, and sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't, and you got to be ready to rebound those misses.
I said on the air that, you know, the Haydens do a tremendous job. They score points, but if you're hitting threes like Bryce Lewis did early on, you may be almost unbeatable. You know, how has he been just shooting from a season-wide basis, and how crucial was that to get off to a good start the other night?
Bryce is a kid who's had some big games this year. I mean, he started off the year in a little bit of a lull and was struggling to score the ball, but here the second half of the season, he's really, really shot the ball pretty darn well. And like you said, when Bryce is making shots, that just makes us that much more dynamic, and it makes it harder because you're like, well, we got guys guarding Bryce that we would hope to have on help on the two Haydon boys or even on anybody else cutting in. But if Bryce is hitting shots, you got to be a little more disciplined, stay a little closer to him. And so that just, one, it adds points, obviously, and then two, it just makes the defense spread out a little more.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you've got Bryce there, Caden Oswald, we talked a little bit about. What about Jace Baker? What does he bring to the table as one of your other starters?
Jace is just a really good defender. I mean, Jace is a good defender who him and Caden are right up there with two of our best defenders. So if Caden gets the number one assignment, Jace gets number two. So he's a solid defender. He's really quick. He anticipates well. He plays good team defense. He rotates. And then for a kid who's not super tall, he rebounds really well. And then every now and then he can knock down the open three and has started driving to the basket. So Jace is just a nice player, does his job, plays good defense, takes care of the basketball, just does everything you want in a complimentary player.
And how much of a luxury is it to come with Gavin Heiderscheid off the bench? I mean, he started some games earlier on the season when you were dealing with injuries and such, and he's almost acts like another starter there for you.
Yeah, I mean, we really got 6 kids that could start, and so bringing Gavin in off the bench, you don't really notice a drop off. So bringing him in, he's a kid that can score. He's had games this year where he's scored 20, and he's been right around that 8 to 10 mark pretty consistently. And so and just another big body to disrupt things on defense. And Gavin's a kid who didn't go out last year, who I think wishes he had. And so getting him to go out this year was a nice addition to that, to that team.
So what does your scouting report tell you about Boyden Hall?
Well, they got a couple of nice guards. The I'm going to butcher his last name, but the Walter Link kid is a kid that's missed some games this year, but seems to be playing here lately. And he's very, very good. He's quick. He's similar to, I would say, kind of a Ben Ramsey from IKM or maybe a Jackson Ruggles from Mount Air. A really nice player, really quick off the dribble. Likes that mid-range pull-up and is very efficient at it. And so he's a tough matchup for anybody. So, and then they got another kid, a Pottenbaum kid. He's He's a nice, quick player. He's a kid that I think moves really, really well without the ball. Watching the film that I've watched, he, when he passes, he cuts really efficiently. He scores in around the hoop really well, and he's just a good defender. So those are their two kids, and they have a Van Ness kid who's got some size, 6'4", 6'5", finishes really well around the hoop, rebounds really well. So he had a big game against Galen Catholic for him the other night, had like 23 and 17. So he's a kid that we got to make sure we're putting a body on, making sure we're keeping him away off the offensive glass. But, and then they just got some nice complimentary pieces. I can say the same thing about some of their kids that I say about my own, is they got nice complimentary pieces. They got kids who might not do anything super, super well, but they do a lot of things very well. So I think it's a evenly matched game, and I'm looking forward to it.
And just, I mean, Boyden Hall has got a great history. They've been to 10 state championships, 4-time state champ, 6-time runners-up. I think CRB, you haven't been to a state tournament pretty much since 2010. It's been a while. What do you make of just this opportunity here? Maybe erase some evils from last year when you lost to Woodbine in the sub-state finals. A great opportunity here for your kids, and seems like everybody's ready.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the state tournament, and Boyden Hall is a name that's synonymous with the state tournament. So they know what it takes to get there. They've been there several times, and these kids have gotten close, and they're hungry. And so I think the boys are focused. I think they're ready to go. And after a couple more days of practice, fine-tuning some things, making sure our game plan is where we want it to be. I'm ready for him to go up and compete for that chance to go play in Des Moines on Saturday.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck in Sioux City in the sub-state finals against Boyden Hall. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
Seth Streben, head coach for Coon Rapids Baird boys basketball, with us here on KSOM.